one-third of all emissions of CO2 emissions comes from the SME market. And therefore, if we can bring them along, they will bring consumers along, and we can drive the biggest change at that level by the most people.
Welcome to The Greener Way. I'm your host, Michelle Baltazar, Executive Director of Media at FS Sustainability. We are recording on Gadigal land, and we pay our respects to the traditional custodians of country and elders past and present. Today's guest, Yossi Kramer, co-head of Capital Partnerships and Director of Funds Management at Salter Brothers, joins us to share his outlook on sustainability investing from the fresh lens of an established fund manager that has also just recently entered a partnership to launch a sustainability platform. Yossi, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for inviting me on.
For those who are unfamiliar with Salter Brothers, can you tell us a little bit more about its background and its early beginnings?
Sure, absolutely. Well, Salter Brothers was founded by two brothers, Rob and Paul Salter, just over 10 years ago now. And the business has really grown and continues to grow to what we call ourselves now, an alternative investment manager, but a global alternative investment manager. We've really grown dramatically over the past couple of years. We have offices in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. We've also licensed in Singapore and Japan, where we've also got three people. And we just started the process of opening up our Dubai office as well, with 160 people globally.
Congratulations. Now, like they say, well, this is defying the odds of keeping it in the family. So congratulations to the Salter brothers. Give us examples of the previous investments or existing investments of the fund.
Absolutely. So Salter Brothers is a diverse alternative investment manager, and we've got investments across real estate, credit, equities, and now we've also got investments in sustainability directly as a core area. In our hospitality side, or our real estate side, which is our largest area, we've got over 44 hotels which we own, and these can include some of the hotels you'd be familiar with, the newly opened Intercontinental in Coogee here in Sydney, or the Intercontinental in Melbourne, are examples of what we do on the real estate side. On the credit side, we've partnered up with a group called Causeway, who we've recently acquired, and there we do lots of corporate credit. And on the equity side, we've got extensive experience there on the equity side, technology, and there we've taken groups such as Prosper Private, where we've led that recently, 18 months ago. And so we're quite diverse with what we're doing.
And now to your new partnership with Kilara Capital. So that was announced to the market in October and piqued my attention. And I thought, well, why are you doing this partnership? It's an interesting timing because of the regulatory changes this year. But first, tell us about this partnership.
Absolutely. So we've established a partnership with Kilara, founded by Ben Krasenstein 8 years ago. And that partnership covers private equity, energy solutions, which is wind, solar, and battery, as well as nature products. Everything we're going to be doing going forward in this space will be going through this new partnership called KSB.
I know that when I was looking at the RIA website, that Kilara Capital was named one of the top 20 managers in the climate investing space back in 2023. So this sounds like a great partnership. But let's talk about the timing. Were there any hesitation about doing it in 2025 amid all the greenwashing news and the regulatory upheaval?
Well, we found that Kilara have that experience. They're recognized by PRI and B Corp. They've got experience with Article 9 reporting, and therefore partnering up with a group that has that experience, knows how to report, and therefore we can comply with what's required by the regulations, therefore puts us in a best position to actually move into this sector.
And now let's talk about the year ahead. So talking about moving ahead in this sector, where are the growth opportunities or the market investment trends that investors should have a look at?
We feel that as the move to decarbonisation begins to accelerate because of regulation and because of consumer demands, we're really focusing on both the SME area, investing in private equity SME, as a dedicated decarbonisation manager there. By way of example, one third of all emissions of CO2 emissions comes from the SME market. And therefore, if we can bring them along, they will bring consumers along and we can drive the biggest change at that level by the most people.
And what about trends, the macro trends, like the growth of the battery storage systems? I don't know if you would even consider the solar or electrification. And surely SMEs are moving towards being smarter around how they use energy and their sources of energy.
Absolutely. We, as a user of assets and these technologies, we've got the experience both as an investor and a user. By way of example, we see electrification as one of the biggest drivers in the market, and that includes BESS, but also how do we utilize that in our assets? A good example is one of our hotels in Melbourne, where we've moved to a more efficient electrification for the heat pump system, where we've reduced our energy consumption by 82% in just one of our hotels by upgrading the systems there.
Can we just repeat that? So that's 82% reduction in
annual energy consumption. So if you think about that in kilowatt hours, it's moving from 670,000 kilowatt hours of energy consumption to 120,000 in only one hotel. And we're rolling that out across that entire fund, which we've got that same requirement.
So how does that translate to investor returns? Having all these operational efficiencies and again, better decarbonization outcomes.
So when we look at these, we're obviously trying to find a decarbonization outcome, but at the same time, it has to make economic sense, as you rightly pointed out, for our investors. And what we found in that scenario is we get about a 50% reduction in our energy costs in those hotels as a result of the changes that we've made. By being on the ground and actually a user, it's actually also making us as a better investor in our private equity SME side. And that's why we're really focusing on that transition, because we believe we can provide profitable outcomes for investors when they want to invest in our funds, but because of the SMEs are smart and they understand that there's now cost parity or cost improvement by adopting electrification or decarbonization solutions.
Now, for our listeners who are listening to this and thinking, we understand the potential of electrification and the reduction of energy costs. But what are the risks? What can go wrong?
Some of these technologies, which some of these companies are new technologies, and that's why bringing in experts that understand this and that is their focus, and not necessarily just external consultants into these SMEs, but bringing in equity partners, then everybody is aligned to try to avoid those risks, which could occur by trying to implement new technologies, not being able to report accordingly, or just not understanding what the consumer is actually looking for on the other side.
Now, Yossi, I know that you've also worked previously at a highly respected income fund manager before joining Salter Brothers. So drawing on your experience and industry knowledge before you joined Salter Brothers, and being part of this new partnership with Kilara Capital, do you have any other perspective or anything else you'd like to add when people are thinking about, well, what are the merits of looking at these new sustainable platforms coming to the fore?
I think that some of these are new ideas and new concepts. But what we try to look at is we try to say, where is the trend going and where is the market going? There are regulations, there's requirements on the top 200 ASX-listed companies, and therefore the entire supply chain in Australia will need to follow this decarbonisation trend. And therefore, what we're finding is that there's a big desire by users, by SMEs, by even larger companies to adopt these new technologies in this space.
Yossi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is The Greener Way. I'm your host, Michelle Baltazar. Thank you for listening.
The Greener Way podcast is a product of FS Sustainability. All information in this podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional, legal, or tax advice. Before making any financial decisions, you should read the product disclosure statement, and if necessary, consult a licensed financial professional. For more information, head to the disclaimer page on the FS Sustainability website, fssustainability.com.au.